Hello.
Hello, my name is Tanika Rathani from Customer Support. How may I help you?
You're breaking up, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Tanika Rathani from Customer Support. How may I help you?
This is Donald Sparling.
Can you give me a zip code?
45693.
Hold on, what's standing? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
What's your zip code, sir? Your zip code?
My zip code's 45693.
Your zip code, sir?
It's 45693.
Okay, hold on. Your name, sir?
It's Donald Sparling.
Your zip code is 45693. Can you give me the first 3 digits of the credit card number that we use for?
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Can you give me the first 3 digits of the credit card number that was used?
The last four were 6917.
No, the first 6 of the front of the card, sir.
The what?
The first 6 digits of the credit card number that was used. The first 6 numbers.
Did you say the first 8 numbers?
No, sir. The first 6.
Five, two, six, seven.
Okay, 5267. Hello?
Yeah.
You only gave me 4. It's supposed to be 6 digits.
You need 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 526796.
And your last 4 of that card, the ending numbers, the last 4?
7831.
And don't, I have you pulled up. Hold on 1 second. Can you verify your address? It's a Sparling.
72 Alex Lane. That's Alex Lane in West Park.
Okay, hold on. I have you. I went on the system and pulled you all the way up so I can see what's going on for you. Okay, I see a charge for a 574 for a generator. Hello?
That's not what I'm calling about. I'm calling about a True Vital charge.
A True Vital charge?
Yes.
I have you pulled up. I don't see no True Vital charge. I see some error here.
It was subtracted from my bank account.
Hold on, sir, for 1 second.
I also did not receive that generator that I charged that was on there either.
Okay, so, sir, with the generator, you signed up for the wind generator. You got to be chosen for that. With the True Vital charge, sir, we don't have you for that. I only have you down for the generator.
Well, there were two charges, one for 574 and one for 6732, and they were both taken out of my checking account, one on the 20th.
Okay. The 5th and the 4th.
October, and one on the 25th of October.
The 23rd. Okay, so listen, for the generator, it was for you entering to win, and the 6732 was for the membership. If you didn't cancel after you answer to win that generator, that's what the $67.32 sent for the membership.
For and what? For the generator or for the True Vital?
No, the member. Okay, the $5.74 that you see on your bank statement, that is for to enter a drawing to win the generator. You don't get the generator if you win it. That's how you get it. The $67.32 was for the membership, sir.
Well, I didn't request either one of these.
You didn't request for the generator or the membership.
No, I didn't, ma'am.
So you didn't do these charges?
No, I didn't.
The IP address came. That's where this charge came from. Your address, where the court was charged.
Well, if I did, I don't remember doing it, and I didn't do it on purpose. What happened is I probably started it, and then I probably stopped when I came up and realized what it was. I probably stopped working on it.
Okay, it's a valid charge, sir. Anyway. It's a valid charge because the charge was came from your address in the court that you just
gave.
Okay,
well, is this a one-time charge or is this a continuing charge?
I mean, the longer you keep the membership open, it's going to be charged, sir.
Well, I want to cancel then.
You want to cancel? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, sir. Let me get this canceled for you. Give me 1 sec. Okay, sir, you ready for your confirmation number?
Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 2-6-2-2-3-8-3-0-1.
Okay.
Is there anything else
you
need to
help with, sir? So it's been canceled?
Yes, sir, I just canceled it for you.
Okay, will I get a refund or not?
No, because it was a valid choice, sir.
Okay, thank you.
But you have been canceled. You will not get
okay.
No charges. Okay, thank you. Have
thank
a great
you.
Night. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.